are here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are here with Afinion's very own Keith Richmond. Keith, how are you?
Doing great today. Thank you.
Yeah, you were just up on stage a few minutes ago.
I was. Yeah.
How was that?
It was great. We had a very good turnout. So
I know. I saw as the room was packed. I was taking pictures of you and stuff. So we'll put those on up on the web as well on the social media channels that we cover. But your topic up there on stage, microphone's on, that's always important. Collaborative analytics, leveraging external data using data lakes.
Yes.
So my first question to you as a data analyst, newbie, neophyte, what the heck is a data lake? Can you inform us?
So a data lake is really an aggregation of data that's pulled in from various systems and normalized into a format that a business can actually utilize in a very efficient and consistent way.
Okay, so it's all a collection, basically. And okay, and they just named it a lake. I just have this envision, and my mind just goes in all sorts of wacky places when I see here lake, and but
it does with a lot of people.
It works exactly. Data lake. All right, I want to get that out of the way first. But give us a quick overview of what you talked about, and then we'll go into a couple of key takeaways.
Yeah. So in our session, we went over really what a data lake is, and we walked through the process of how a data lake is actually built. And how it's really set up to enable credit unions specifically, to utilize that data to better their business and make them more operationally efficient. A data lake can accept structured, unstructured, and semi-structured data, where other systems and data collection methods have limitations. A data lake is really an open way that has a lot of potential and can really adapt to whatever your business needs at that point in time.
Sounds good. Yeah, I bet this is not an uncommon question now that you're talking about what a data lake is. So I think it's still a relatively new term
in
any industry these days. So what are a couple of takeaways that your audience received in there from you?
A couple takeaways are really, don't be discouraged when you see these big names like Amazon and Blockbuster going out of business if they're not doing the right thing, and Amazon doing the right thing and being really successful. You don't really need to focus your efforts on the big players in the market. You can still be very successful by taking very small steps with the data lake approach and doing things that, align with your credit union's goals. Just simple little things of making operational efficiency adjustments can really help your credit union. So don't be discouraged by reading all the news articles. And then another is to really just be open-minded when you're collecting data and using data. Don't put any limits on what you're trying to do. A lot of the discovery of what your potential is actually found when you don't really have any guidelines.
Okay.
Getting into the data, analyzing it, and coming up with a plan of action based on what that data shows.
What kind of limits would a credit union put on itself as far as kind of mastering or perfecting this, but getting the most out of it, I guess?
Yeah, I think, you go into a project thinking, well, that's going to be a lot of work. We may not be able to tackle that this year, where that's fine to say, but come up with a plan to make it happen, even if it takes a few years. So really, the limitation comes from a resource standpoint or a cost standpoint, and you don't need to, similar to what I was saying, is you don't necessarily need to focus on getting everything done all at once. The nice thing about a data lake is that actually you can enable it to grow over time. You don't have to do it all at once.
Okay.
So take small chunks, knock those out, and then focus on the long-term vision and what you want to focus on long-term, but also short-term.
So is it baby steps?
Baby steps.
And then they get bigger as you get more adept at it, I guess?
Correct, yeah. The baby steps will actually build momentum at the financial institution, and that will actually help get the funding and get the resource requirements added to be able to do the larger initiatives as well.
Gotcha. Isn't it amazing? Like, it's almost no matter what you do, the baby steps are the key thing to get going.
Baby steps are
just
key.
One step out the door. Okay, gotcha. How about a 2018 outlook, or even maybe going into 2019, dare I say, with this, with data lakes and where we're headed with all this type of stuff?
Well, I think the concept of a data lake is there's a lot of work to enable it, but there are providers like OnApproach that are actually helping the credit union industry kind of take that first step into that direction, and that in itself is only going to grow over time. The OnApproach concept of what they're trying to do is very important because credit unions a lot of times look at the market and say, well, we can't tackle that right now. It's too big of an initiative. And, there are people out there that will actually help you get over that hurdle, get over that concern, and make it a possibility for your credit union.
When you're talking, keep going back to data lake, because this is primarily what you're talking about in there.
Yes.
when you first talk to a credit union about this topic, what is their reaction and how do you convince them, okay, this is the way you need to go, even though this is still relatively, again, a relatively new term? What hurdles or what challenges are you experiencing or even credit unions experiencing when it comes to a data lake?
It's typically cost. That's usually the first question or the first concern. And, you know, the company I work for, Affinion Insurance Solutions, actually just signed a partnership with OnApproach. And basically, we are working with OnApproach to help credit unions get the OnApproach solution in certain instances, if it makes sense for them. So really, the cost is usually the primary concern right out of the gates. Okay. It's usually the first concern that someone will have.
And most people, that's the way, especially dealing with technology. Okay, how we know how it looks really cool. It does some cool stuff, but how much is it? Got it. Okay, last words of wisdom here. I'll let you get going, because I know you're a busy man here at this show. What final words of advice do you have for credit unions out there when it comes to data lakes?
I think the important thing to take away is, you know, take baby steps, as we were saying. You know, don't necessarily think that it is required to do everything all at once. A data lake is specifically designed to be adapted over a period of time to accommodate what you're doing at that period of time. It's a long-term thing. You know, it'll grow with your business. What you implement today is surely not what it will look like 10 years from now. So, you know, just don't get discouraged. You still have, you know, a chance to catch up with the big players. And everything that you do today will ultimately drive what your business is doing 10 years from now. And it's super important to at least get started.
Indeed. And where can we contact, where can we get a hold of you guys at Affinion to get some more information? Affinioninsurancesolutions.com or?
Affinioninsurancesolutions.com. And just reach out to us and we can get you in touch with the necessary folks and have discussions about how best to serve you guys.
There you heard it. Keith Richmond, Affinion. Well done.
Thank you so much, man.
Data lakes.